Pamela Hughes here with KTAR, sitting down with the owner of Republic West Remodeling, Jim Wiseman. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Well, you know, I've been talking about your company and endorsing your company now for a couple of years because I truly believe in what you do and what you represent. I'm a huge fan. I've been on your website, republicwestremodeling.com. I've seen the testimonials from your clients. They love what you do, but I want to hear it from you. What is it about Republic West Remodeling that your clients love? I mean, they seem so passionate.
I've actually thought a lot about that, and I basically think it comes down to two words, fear and respect.
Fear and respect? Okay, I kind of get the respect side of that, but let's talk about both of those. Let's start with fear. What do you mean by fear?
Well, actually, I think a big challenge that we face and a core of what we try and do is the removal of fear. Remodeling is a daunting process for many of our clients, and much of our process is designed to remove the fear. A couple of thoughts on that. Removing the fear of what the end product is going to look like through visualization and rendering during the sales process, all done before construction starts.
So I get to see all of that. So I know what it's going to look like. So you're taking that fear away.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Removing the fear of making the proper choices, because there's a number of choices that every client has to make during remodeling, and we offer a full-time interior designer to help make professional choices. So we want to remove that fear.
Because that can become overwhelming for somebody like me who just doesn't really, I know what I like, but I don't know if it would work.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that just aren't very visual.
Yeah.
And so to have someone who has that level of expertise removes that fear. The fear of budget issues. Our absolute core belief is that we should be providing all of the information that a customer needs to make an informed decision before they're ever required to pay a single dollar. Mm. We design professionally to a driven scope of work, and we design to the budget that the customer asks us to design to.
Well, that's important because the customer only has so many dollars, so you're working within it. You can see the picture, the product, that the way it's going to turn out with the budget that they've provided for you. So they have a clear understanding as to what this is going to entail before, like you say, they put that first dollar down.
Yeah, I think it starts with listening. We want to design to our client's dream. But we also want to design to a very detailed scope of work that says, here's exactly what we're going to do together, room by room, line by line. And we want to do that design to a budget that the customer's asked us to design to.
Okay, so the fear. Okay, now I get your fear. Now I get where you're talking about with the fear, because I think that that could hold some people back. Let's dive a little bit more into the respect side of it. So when we talk about how much your clients and your customers are passionate and love what you do, so much so that they come back for project after project. They tell their friends, their families about you guys. And what's the respect aspect of that?
I think respect is very much a part of this relationship that's developed between a client and our company. Respect for their home. We are a guest in their home, and we must behave accordingly. Respect for their time. Respect for their budget. The construction process isn't perfect. Of course, we try and do everything we can to ensure that that happens, but this is construction and things could happen. Mistakes can be made. The unknown can present itself, and sometimes that happens. And it can either go in one of two directions. It could be such that time then becomes completely irrelevant, which we choose not to do. We write a detailed construction plan. So one of the fears we choose to remove is the fear of how long something's going to take. And within a detailed construction plan, if the unknown presents itself or if a mistake occurs, the idea that we must problem solve in a fashion that makes time relevant is critical to the respect of our client. Likewise, if the unknown presents itself, it isn't a license to charge whatever we have the ability to do. We must always respect a client's budget. I think it's at the core of who we are.
When you say it's at the core of who you are, and you're talking about this respect aspect, I mean, Jim, I've known you for a long time. You truly care about your customers and the projects that your company works on? I mean, where does that passion for your clients come from?
You know, before I ever opened a remodeling company 21 years ago, I had done extensive amounts of remodeling and experienced many of the horrors that our clients live in fear of.
Yeah.
I just wanted to develop a company that treats people the way I would have preferred to be treated. I think the ethics and values are who I am and what I choose to build my company around. But I would also tell you that I believe treating people honestly, ethically, and respectfully is good business.
Yeah.
I want our clients to return to us for additional work. I want our clients to feel passionate about us and tell their coworkers and friends and family that we're the company they should be doing business with.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so you're talking about you're the company you want them to do business with, obviously, and you're building that reputation around your love and your passion for what you do and the respect that you have for your clients. But what if there's somebody who's listening to this right now that goes, you know what, my kitchen needs a little help, but I'm considering it. I'm not really sure if it's for us. I want to call Republic West Remodeling. They've got a great reputation. I've gone through their testimonials here. Is it okay to call them and explore, even though I'm not exactly sure? What do you say to somebody like that?
Actually, we believe many people feel that way. And we want to do everything possible to make them comfortable that they can explore their ideas, explore their dreams. We can listen, we can work side by side, and we can develop what the options are before we ever ask them to give us a single dollar.
But is that okay? Because like people like me would feel guilty doing that.
Oh no, I think it's our job. I think it's absolutely disrespectful to ask people to make a decision, especially one that incurred large amounts of money without enough information to make an educated and informed decision. So it's my job to give them the information they need, go through the design process, develop a scope of work, see if our budgets can align before we then ask them to pay. It's just not fair to have to pay people money to get information to make a reasonable decision.
All right. Again, we're sitting here with owner of Republic West Remodeling, Jim Wiseman, talking about the company and why you should use them for your next home remodeling project. Jim, is there anything else that you want to say to the folks listening right now?
I just believe that we are trying to do something that's beneficial to our community, to the clients. And it's, as I said before, it's good business for us. We are who we are because it's our core value of what we're trying to do. And so removing the fear that's involved in remodeling, treating people with the respect that they so deserve is what we believe.
Do you want to see the respect that Republic West Remodeling gives their clients? Well, go right now and click on the testimonials and read for yourself. See what Republic West Remodeling does for their clients by flipping through the photographs, the before and after pictures that are absolutely beautiful, and then pick up the phone and call Republic West Remodeling for your next remodeling project.